So the drive up today, we're staying. We're in Augusta for the Masters, and we're staying. I want to say, if I had to guess the mileage, it wouldn't be any more than 3 miles.
No, I was thinking 2.5.
Okay.
Well, it seemed like 10 last night.
Yeah, I really couldn't figure that out. But
that seemed like a
circuitous route.
Super secret back way, maybe, to avoid some exit traffic. I think that's why that took so long last night.
Maybe so. Maybe. But we're really close and to the golf course. But this morning when we left at 8:30 Atlanta or Eastern time.
It was about closer to 8:40. Because I left the room at 8:36, so
okay.
By the time we picked Mike up.
And we rolled in here about an hour later.
Yeah, it's about 50 minutes, 55 minutes.
Which is just ridiculous considering how short of a drive it is. But, A, it's in rush hour, if you count rush hour around here. B, though, man, this town is... it's complete gridlock anywhere you go because of this golf tournament. Like, it's shut down. And you wonder why all these houses are open
mm-hmm.
for people, because these people get the hell out of Dodge.
Wouldn't you? I told you earlier, this is Augusta's South by Southwest. That if you live in Austin and that thing comes to town, all you want to do is leave.
Yeah.
And it's one of the few events in the few cities that you can honestly say that about. It doesn't happen for Dallas, for Texas OU.
No.
It doesn't get like that.
No.
Well, Dallas is big enough to handle
it. Dallas is big enough to handle it. This is not.
This place does not have the infrastructure or really anything. And there's no knock on it or anything like that. It seems like a lovely place. But as far as accommodating this and the size of event that this is, it just does not have it.
That's why we had Don Dow on yesterday, the guy that does the housing and the hospitality and the transportation for people that want to come here. Boy, doesn't it make that, after you get out and about and all this crap, can you imagine having to fend for yourself?
No.
Doesn't it make the $4,000 for 2 days
yeah.
feel really, really worth it if you've yeah. got that kind of dough laying around?
It feels reasonable, and we didn't really know. We were talking about it yesterday. We hadn't been to our house yet. We didn't know how nice it was. And then when we got there last night, we learned pretty quickly that it's incredible. All these houses are, because it's the nicest neighborhood. I guess there are two really nice neighborhoods in Augusta, and we're staying in one of them. And it is – these are high-end homes. These are not little – M Street homes that, you know, are for rent for the week. These are 7,000-square-foot gigantic homes.
These are five-bedroom houses that
yeah.
you would see in University Park.
Yes, and people just, here you go. I mean, they've been doing it, I'm sure, for years, and there's no telling what kind of money they make off the week.
And
I'm sure it's very worth their while.
Oh, God, yes.
I also think that they are able to do this without any type of tax. I think this is the one week out of the year that these people can rent these houses out. They don't have to pay taxes on it.
You think it's like a cash operation?
No, it's just I think the government here, somehow it's a state thing, or somebody tweeted me yesterday that they get this week. It's like, yes, you can rent your house for this one week and you don't have to pay. It's like an incentive to live here or to...
So you can rent it out and get what you can for it, and you pay no tax on that.
Yes, it's an incentive to make their homes available to house people like us that are coming into town.
If I told you that one of these houses...
There's 150,000 people here today.
That for 7 days, that one of those houses rented for, what, 15 grand?
I'd go a little higher.
20 grand?
I'd say about 20.
I mean, you're helping pay... You're paying right there so much of your mortgage for the year.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a lot, man. I had no idea it would be that high. But then again, I have no idea what kind of range what the market is for this.
What would a hotel per room cost? $500 a night? A nice hotel?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there's five bedrooms in those houses. That's $2,500 a night times six. There it is.
Yeah. Well, it's – and, you know, everybody has their own bedroom.
Oh, huge bedrooms.
Yeah.
Full,
TVs.
HDTV, Wi-Fi, your own bathroom.
Yeah, all of
showers.
It.
Showers. huge backyard. Most of the fridges are stocked with delicious, yummy food and beer.
Yeah.
There's a home base house that serves four-star, five-star dining and two huge dining rooms.
I did run into a very unstable situation last night, though.
Diarrhea?
Uh-oh. Not enough toilet paper?
No, nothing like that.
Diarrhea.
Were you running around nude
equalizer.
Outside yelling for toilet paper?
I'm staying at the
You're rubbing your ass
at the
on
house
the yard
with the musers
like a dog.
In Gordo. And I get there, and they're telling me, you know, there are two rooms at either end of the stairs. Mm-hmm. You know, check them out and take whichever one you want. So I just went down to the right and took that one.
Was it the BDSM room?
No, it was worse than that.
BBW?
No.
He would have liked that
those
room.
Those things I could have lived with.
Oh, hello. My.
But I just sort of threw my stuff on the bed and everything like that and went out and came back a few minutes later. And then it was then that I took a close look at it.
AP.
And realized that I was staying in the room of a young girl. A young, like, preteen or early teen girl.
Were there pictures of, like, Leif Garrett and Sean Cassidy on the walls?
There were all the accoutrements of that, which I'm quite familiar with.
Right.
Did you move your stuff to the other room?
I did.
Did you really?
I did.
You couldn't stay in the little girl's room.
What's in this drawer?
It was too unstable.
Oh, gross.
It was.
Would we be thrown out if Mike was caught sniffing the panties of?
Well, first of all, there are no panties in there.
Oh, you checked?
Damn it!
No, actually,
what does this girl wear?
One of the dresser drawers was open.
Oh.
And you kind of casually pulled it further open.
No, I didn't. I just looked in there and saw nothing. So apparently,
they cleaned them out.
Yeah, they make you take stuff like that out of there.
It's probably smart.
But, no, I made my way down there, and now I'm staying in a room with no windows and the exercise apparatus, whatever that thing is.
Oh, is it the Bruno bike?
No, it's not the, no, it's not the Bruno bike.
With the undulating seat?
No, nothing like that, but that's where I wound up. It was pretty unstable, though, there for a while.
Well, and you wonder where they go. I mean, it's school.
Vacation.
I know, but it's school. Or does this whole town shut down completely?
I'll bet this town shuts down.
I would.
I'll bet you get out of school and everything. I bet this is spring break.
You know, a lot of businesses up and down Washington is the main avenue here, the main thoroughfare that leads into Augusta.
I just told a really funny joke.
That was quick. That leads into the Masters. And if you notice, up and down the street, all the little businesses, you know, restaurants are open clearly and bars are open, but oil change places.
Right. There was a gas station that were using their actual, what do you call it?
Their property to park.
Where you would normally pull up and pump gas at one of those pumps. Those were parking spots. They shut down.
Yeah, it was a Circle K.
Yeah, they're going to make more money selling parking than they would selling gasoline.
Yes, and Skittles and
rubbers.
And Ding Dongs and whatever else they're selling inside there.
Grandpa bought a rubber.
Maybe the three-pack.
What?
Hard candy.
Werther's Originals.
Yeah, they do better letting people park there.
Sugar cane. Y'all never eaten, like, just straight sugar canes?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
Sorghum.
That's, of course, the great Gordo.
Hello, Gordon.
Hi, hardliners.
Fresh off the course.
Yes, fresh off the course.
You know, you're the only
dressed
one.
Dressed in black.
You're the only one, we said, as we saw you, you and George and Craig, that you're the only one that's dressed more ridiculous than Mike.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm dressed ridiculously at all.
Well, what's ridiculous about Mike's outfit?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell
you
what. Let's take a break and come back and discuss that because
Mike has a new nickname.
Yeah, you do have a new nickname, and your son over here, Waylon Jr. We can get into that.
All right, that is next here on The Ticket. All right, we are here at the Championship Club. In Augusta, we are here at the Masters. The first round is still going on out there. And We are here with you. We'll have entertainment news for you here in just a bit.
Yeah, we will. We'll talk about many things. First, though, we need to talk about, and Gordon's here with us. Hello, Gordon.
Hello.
Hello, Gordon.
Good to be on with you.
And it is.
We need to talk about your dress yesterday caused such a...
You wore a dress yesterday?
No. His
He's talking to Mike
wardrobe.
Can't see us.
His wardrobe caused such a fevered pitch on the internet because you wore a shirt that was awkward and shorts that were funny and shoes that were from the 80s. And it was a good look.
I thought it was neither awkward nor funny and maybe from the 80s.
Yeah. But today you showed up wearing all black. Black on black.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Black plaid shorts.
I want my baby back.
Black plaid shorts with a
Mine too.
Black button-down shirt.
Mm-hmm. Which is also
plaid. Or checkered. You look like a big tablecloth right now.
No, he looks like Tron.
Oh, Mike.
His Tron?
His nickname
I don't know what Tron
the entire
is.
Day was Tron. Because Tron is the old movie from the 80s. It was about this big grid.
Everything's on a grid.
And that sounds boring.
And your shirt looks like a grid. And so anytime we couldn't find you or whatever, mm-hmm. Someone in our group would be like, well, just find Tron. And then we just start looking for the shirt. And we're like, ah, there he is. It's very easy to spot. We were on number 12 or 13. And there was a guy, Mike walked past this group of people.
See, Mike, this is the logo for Tron.
Yes,
movie.
Look. It's your shirt.
Okay. That's kind of
right,
like it.
There's a little something to it.
Yeah. Tron.
We need to get you a Tron decal for your lapel.
So you walk past this group of guys, and we were with a couple of the dudes from Gentleman Jack, and they heard the guys go, oh, hey, look at that. And the guys from Gentleman Jack thought that the guys were going to go, it's the guys from the ticket. But the guy goes,
that's the guy from Tron.
The guy goes, he goes, look at that. Plaid on plaid. Wow.
Good.
And then you didn't feel so bad when you saw your son, just a couple of holes later, one Gordon Keith.
There's no known blood relation between Mike and myself.
Who shows up in black jeans.
These are not jeans. These are slacks.
Those are waiter pants is what they are.
Yeah, these are called khakis.
You look like a server.
You do. And then you
Can you have black khakis?
No, khaki is a color.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But I bought this in a section that said khakis, and they have six colors. Well,
that's the generic term like Coke is.
Yeah,
for...
Kleenex is a facial tissue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Give me a Kleenex.
But you're wearing your black waiter pants. What kind of shoes you got on?
Disco slippers.
Black shoes.
He's like dress shoes
to
the golf course.
Dress shoes.
I only wear dress shoes. That's a weird thing about me. I don't wear sneakers.
Why
yeah,
not?
Mike doesn't either. Mike didn't have any sneakers. He had to dig these out of mothballs.
You don't like sneakers?
No. I don't like the lace up. I don't like any of that. So I just wear dress shoes. And I wear them casually, and I wear them formally. And then when they wear out, I buy another pair. I keep three pairs going at all times.
I actually have about five or six pairs of sneakers, but I like wearing other stuff. So
you like wearing river shoes.
Yeah, I like wearing river shoes, which I could have done today.
Do those
things turn out?
Do those shoes that you have on right now, like so we walked, you know, a ton today.
Yeah.
They don't give you any blisters or rashes or anything?
No, not at all. I think they got some sort of memory foam maybe in them or something.
Well, then you're wearing a like a black shirt.
It's a blue V-neck, and then over it
a black
pearl
button,
snap.
Yeah, like
button
a
down.
Western kind of shirt. Or
and
something.
Then some form of I don't know. It was like a cowboy hat slash kangaroo.
Dude,
well, look,
that's a Tilly hat. What are you talking about?
It's a military hat, like something you
that
would wear.
That is a world famous Tilly hat.
It looks like a military hat you would wear in the series Rat Patrol.
Yeah,
you gotta wear something
desert,
out there on your
right?
head this, because that sun beats you down.
See, look at this. See, it's got mesh around the top to ventilate. It's got the hidden pocket right here for your ID.
Oh,
velcroed in.
Put your weed in there.
It floats in rivers. This is an outdoor hat. This is a classic hat right here.
It floats in rivers.
Let's see that little compartment.
Yeah. I don't have anything in it, but that's where when you're out fly fishing and everything, you know, you can put your license and stuff in there.
See, Gordon's an outdoorsman.
Look at that.
But the two of you together actually looked perfect. You guys did look like uncle and nephew or father and son or whatever because you were dressed in
– Well, I support him fully in this.
And I support all black. him fully in this.
And then we saw – remember the band that we saw, the two guys?
The two guys that were wearing, like, black suits. And they had
– suits.
You know the old guys that are, like, 75 and in some classic rock band and they still try to keep – the hair, like these guys were lucky enough to somehow have been
full
able
hair.
To hold, to not have all their hair fall out, but they still try to have a mod haircut from the era. That's what these two guys looked like.
Yeah,
were they
did.
Confirmed in a band? Or
no,
this was
no,
an
no, no, no. These, I think these were just two dudes.
I think they had to have been in a band.
I don't know. Like
how old
like
are you talking?
They were in maybe like Foghat or Jethro Tull or something. Like, at one time, they might have looked pretty cool in 1974.
Yeah, and now they're at the Masters wearing
and
all that.
And they are 74.
Yeah.
Well, most of Foghat's dead, I think, so
way to bring
it could have been them.
Down, guys.
Yeah.
Way to bring up Foghat.
Go, sorry that you
way to go.
Killed Foghat.
Thanks a lot.
See, I thought – I guarantee I got on the Masters watch list out there.
You did.
I
Both
so,
of you did.
I thought I looked like
I
Hank Williams
I
Jr. I swear, I looked in that mirror behind the bar
you do look
right
like
before we walked
Bo
out of
Cephas.
Here, and I had that hat on, and I had those big old Ray-Bans on with my beard and the black outfit, and I looked like Hank Williams Jr. on an aircraft carrier doing a concert.
Looks so ridiculous, man.
Well, Danny's in kind of all black.
Yeah, but he's got like under – it's like Spieth gear. That's like something
that is Under Armour he's wearing.
Yes, it is.
This was the lifesaver today because it was so in between. If you were in the sun,
it was
hot. A little too warm. But man, if you were in the shade and the wind was blowing, shorts and t-shirt would have been downright chilly. So I think I won today because this is a good high tech windbreaker that it doesn't absorb a lot of heat when you're in the sun.
Man, I was not cold at all.
Felt good, huh?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah,
you
know what? I told you.
Yeah, you did.
He wanted to bring his giant Colorado fleece with it. He was going to wear a fleece. A fleece, for God.
Where's my parka?
Yes. We've got to get you more gear, man. We got it. When we go home, we're going shopping.
Have you ever known an adult that has worn mittens?
Mittens? Girls. Girls wear mittens.
Yeah, girls.
Girls
like,
wear mittens?
Oh, yeah. They love them.
They do.
Why would you wear mittens when gloves are available? They sell
like,
gloves right alongside mittens.
Because mittens are cute. And
yes.
Girls want to be
that's
cute.
Right.
Mittens are impractical.
Yes, they are, but they're cute. And cute outweighs practical.
Actually,
are they cute?
Yeah, mittens actually keep
they
your hands.
They think they are.
Mittens actually keep your hands warmer. They're just less functional as far as being.
Yeah, all you can do is take stuff out of the oven.
No, they keep your hands warmer because your skin touching each other is going to be warmer than having each one individually wrapped.
I want to examine the sentence, your skin touching each other.
You know what I mean? Like your fingers.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
The
I just
skin
like the
touching.
Sentence. Your skin touching
your skin
each other.
Touching each other.
The photo, the two comments that I love from the photo that I posted to Mike on Twitter, one was dead ringer for Mickey Rooney and Bill.
Gosh.
Bill.
That Bill wants to go outside.
Wasn't Bill slow?
Yeah.
And the other one was, this is what makes doves cry.
Oh, we finally figured it out.
But what does it sound like?
Oh, man.
That always annoyed me in the beginning of the song when he did that.
Yeah, you had to fight through that before you got to the good stuff. But the good stuff was really good.
Really good.
All right, Gordon.
Are y'all going?
We're doing E News next.
Y'all not going back out there tomorrow, are you?
No,
we got to fly out at 7:30.
Dang.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Did you get your fill of golf? I mean,
yeah.
Did you?
I think
feel
so.
Good.
Yeah.
Did all right today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We
but
did pretty
tomorrow,
well.
We got to get out to that Texas Motor Speedway. We got the Duck Commander 500 in here this weekend.
Hell yeah, you do.
Damn right.
You think? My question was, anyone today, right now, here at the Masters? Are they going back to the Duck Commander 500?
I bet you there'll be a few. We saw a lot of P1s out there on the
course.
Dude, sure
is that
did.
Not unbelievable?
That was crazy.
We sure
there
did.
There were a lot of listeners out there on the course. I'm going to go to the Duck Commander 500, and I'm going to dress in golf gear for that.
There's the lie. There's the lie of the weekend.
Yeah, it's funny, but it's also a lie.